Yes, there are a couple of people out there that have raised this with me that have had positive tests and just recently, and who knows? They'll always wonder too. Obviously, they've changed their protocol in the lab now, and those samples could be still there, and they could find out whether it was correct, their readings were correct or not. But the clinical signs in some of these cases were that couldn't possibly be any brucellosis on the places concerned.
And what amounts of money are we talking here? I mean, obviously, if they've purchased a pretty good RAM, what sort of amounts of money could we be talking?
It could be anything. No, depend on how much they pay for the RAM. Like commercial breeders paying between $600 and a couple of thousand dollars for RAMs. Stud breeders could be paying $10,000-$20,000 for a RAM. So it's but if you are a commercial breeder and you've got to replace 100 RAMs at $1,000 a RAM, it's a pretty big bill in 1 year.
Do you believe that, in a sense, could be a loss of genetics for no reason, in the case that there could have been quite a few false positives out there?
Well, if you had a top ram that you were selling semen out of, there could be hundreds of thousands of dollars of semen from one ram if he happened to come up with a false positive test. So it's it's quite a big issue, and it's a very concerning issue, and that's why Mike has he's been trying to work out what was happening, what was going wrong, eventually by doing this extra test in Sydney lab, we've sort of the Brisbane lab has found out what their problem was, and it's probably not their fault, but they're the ones, they're still responsible for it because they're charging for the testing, and they should be responsible for the results whether they pass the cost on to the manufacturers of the antigen. Well, that's their concern. It's not our concern.